Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yishalom Yuma right at the beginning of the sixth parak, and it's about the Trusa Davos on Lam Zayin Omer Beis, and the article Trusa Davos on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's Davos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Moshe tells us Shnei Siyur Yom Kippurim, the two Siyurim of Yom Kippur, one's a Sar LaHashem, the other Sar LaZazel. Mitzvasan Shu Shavim Amar V'Koyim Medamim Ulekichasim Ka'achas. The mitzvah is they should be equal in appearance, they should look the same, they should also be the same in height, and they should be the same in value. And lastly, they shall be purchased at the same time. Now, even if they're not equal, they're still kosher. If you bought one today and one tomorrow, it's still kosher. Let's say one of them died, though. If one of them died before he did that growl, before it was determined which is the Sar Hashem, which is the Azazel, so you can just simply take a counterpart for the second one and go on with the Gairal. However, if after the Gairal one of them died, then Yavi Shnayim, he has to bring two new ones, Yagrel and Ketchila, and make a brand new Gairal, Vayomer, and say, if the one for Hashem died, this one that the girl just came up now, that this is for Hashem, that should be in the place of the one that died. And if that Zazel died, this one that the girl just came up on the Zazel, that should be in its place. I think we're just going to clarify exactly what we're talking about. Now, Vasheni, the second one that we don't need a girl for because the counterpart is still alive, it should graze until it gets a mum. That money goes for Nadava, which means used for carbon oil that's brought as Nadava. Because a chatos tzibur, a carbon chatos, it's for the tzibur, is not left to die. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Thomas, it is left to die. Now, once we're on sheet, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda also says, Nishvach Adam, let's say the blood of the Sar Hashem spilled, Yomas HaMishtaleach, the Mishtaleach, the other goat, the counterpart, it has to be left to die. Lam Chasam Ralph on top, Mesa Mishtaleach, and the Mishtaleach dies, Yishbach Adam, we have to pour out the blood of La Hashem, and we have to start again from the beginning. Says the Gemara, Shnei Seirim Kippurim V'chulu, talking about two Seirim of Yom Kippur. Now, the Pasuk tells us about these Seirim, it tells us goats. Now, Miat Seirim, Shnayim. We know that the minimum of goats is two, because Seirim is plural, goats, with an S at the end, and we know that the minimum of plural is two. So just from the fact that the Pasuk says the word Seirim, we know that we need two goats. Imkain, Lama Amar, Shnei. So why does it say two goats? Why say Shnei Seirim? That's redundant. It must be that we learn from here, Shu Shavin, they should be equal. As we said in the Mishnah, they should be equal. And that's where we're learning this from. Now we have something very similar. It says in the Pasuk Kvasim, talking about the two lambs that are brought in Shabbos, is the Musaf, Mia Kvasim Shnayim. We know the minimum of the word Kvasim is two. So Imkin Laman Emar Shnei. Why does it say Shnei Kvasim? And the answer is Yushavim. They should be the same. And similarly by Mitzayra, it says the word Tziparim. He has to bring two birds. Now Mitziparim Shtayim. The minimum of birds is two. So Imkin Laman Emar Shnei. Why does it say you have to bring two birds? It's obvious. And the answer is Yushavim. They should be equal. Similarly, the Pasuk says Chatzaitzrois. We should have trumpets in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Now Mitzaitzrois Shtayim. Here as well. The minimum of Chatzaitzrois is two. So Imkin Laman Emar Shtei. Why does it say two Chatzaitzrois? And the answer is Yushavim. They should be the same. Now having this drasha pretty clear, the Gemara asks, the Pasuk tells us, and the two men who have the fight, who have the argument, should stand in front of Hashem. This is talking about two litigants, two baledinim, coming to Bezdin, and they should stand in front of Hashem, meaning they should stand in front of the Bezdin and bring their tainus, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm wrong, v'chulu, whatever the argument is. So the question is, me'ata, now, based off of this logic that we've been giving about this two and plural, well, when the Pasuk says, anashim, mi'at anashim shnayim, I know the minimum of men means two men, imkin lo menemar shnei, if so, why does it say two? Does that mean to teach us Shushavin that they should be equal? Now, obviously, we know that they can't be equal in the way that they look because no two people look alike. Even if you have twins, they don't really look alike. And besides the fact the vast majority of the people in the world are not twins, so it can't be the Pasuk saying that they would have to look alike. It must be that if we're going to be using the same logic, then when the Pasuk says Shnei Anashim, it means that they have to be the same social status. They both have to be either wealthy or poor or in the same social class, and then they would come to the entire together. The problem with that is, Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Loisat Mishbagar Yasim, don't twist the judgment of a ger or yasayim. And that being said, it can't be what we just said 30 seconds ago is true. It can't be that when two baladinim come to Bezin, they have to be the same social standing, because then the pasuk wouldn't have to tell us, don't twist the judgment of a ger or yasayim, because there would never be a reason to do that. A ger would always only be coming to Bezin if he's up against another ger, and a yasayim would only be coming to Bezin if he's up against another yasayim. So how the pasuk have to say, don't twist the judgment of a ger or yasayim. Hari matzanu, ger don im misha'eno ger, yasayim don im misha'eno yasayim, almano dona im misha'eno almano. We see many times that a ger comes to Beis Din against somebody who's not a ger, or a yasam against somebody who's not a yasam, or alman against somebody who's not an almana. So from Atam Alim or Shnei, why does the Pasuk say Shnei Anashim when we're talking about coming to Beis Din? What do we learn from there? Ella rather says the Gemara, Mefanil Hakish Gzer Shava, it's open to teach us Gzer Shava. We're actually going to be using it to teach us something regarding Edim, when witnesses come to Beis Din, what type of witnesses they have to be. Namar Kan Shnei, it says over here Shnei, my witnesses, Shnei Anashim. Namar Alon Shnei, it says over there, too. This has to do with Eldon and Medod and Midbar, whole discussion. The point over there is, it says Shnei Anashim, Mashnei, Shnei Ralon Anashim, just like the Shnei over there by Eldon and Medod, it's referring to men, Veloy Nashim Veloy Ketanim, and not women or children, Avshnei Shnei Merkan, Anashim Veloy Nashim Veloy Ketanim, so to the Shnei that says over here by Edim, it's men and not women or children, Hari Laman, we learn from here, She'enu Isha Me'ido, that a woman can't give Eidos, and Me'ata, Einu Isha Dono, we learn over here as well, that a woman is not able to be a judge, besides for Devar Hanavia, that she was Shefetes as Yisrael, the Pasuk says, she judged Am Yisrael, that was Alpia Dibur, that was something that Hashem himself said should happen, besides for that, women aren't judges. Now we have a different drasha of the same thing. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yisrael Bun quotes Rabbi Chana b'shem Rav Yosef, Nemar Kan Shnei, it says over here Shnei, namely Alpi Shnaim Edim, based off of two Edim, and Nemar Lon Shnei, it says by Elden Medad Shnei, Vayisha'aru Shnei Anashim Machane, Ma Shnei Shnemar Lon Anashim, just like Shnei over there, as referring to men, as it says, Shnei Anashim, Veloy Nashim Veloy Ketanim, not women or children, Avshnei Shnemar Kan, Anashim Veloy Nashim Veloy Ketanim, so too the two over here, by Edim is referring to men, not women or children. Now, Imkan, if that's really so, Lom Nemar, then why does it say, Va'amdu Shnehu Anashim, and two men shall stand? Again, in that specific pasuk, it's referring to coming to Bezdin, the Baladinim, the litigants are Shnei Anashim. What's that teaching us? And the answer to that is Shloye Echor Oimer Vechad Yoshev, that when we have two Baladinim coming to Bezdin, one's not allowed to be standing, the other one sitting. In other words, they have to be treated equally. Echad Shoysek Vechad Medaber, or one's quiet and the other one speaks, meaning you can't tell one to be quiet and allow the other one to speak, or Echad Medaber called Soichev Echad Oimer Loi Katzer Bedrecha, you can't allow one to say everything he wants to, and the other one you tell him, look, Katzer Bedrecha, keep it short. And Shloye Dain Mazra Panim Kineged Echad Umeir's Panim Kineged, you can't have a Dayun show a pleasant countenance to one of them and show a harsh countenance to the other one, that's not Beseder. Or Mabalazo Mashalazay, you can't have one stand and sit the other one down, that's not Beseder, they both have to be treated equally. They said that Omer Loi, they tell him, meaning if one of them is dressed very nicely, he's wealthy, he has nice clean clothing, he comes and put together, and another one perhaps is poor, he looks a little bit for slumped, so they tell him, Lavash Kashem Shu Laivesh, you have to dress like he's dressed, or he'll be Shaykh Shem Shatalavash, or you get him dressed the way you're dressed, go buy him a nice suit, so they look the same and look put together, so the judges shouldn't be inclined to lean towards one way and not the other. And Rehuda says, Shemati, I heard, Shem Ratz Adayin Lahoshiv as Shnehen, Maishiv, that if the Dayin wants to allow both of them to sit, he could tell them both to sit down, Ve'eza Aser, so what's Aser, Shalaya Echad Oimed Ve'chad Yeshev, one's not allowed to be standing, the other sitting, or Echad Medaber Kol Tzarecha V'chulu, one speaking all that he needs to, another one he's told to be quiet, V'chulu. And lastly, Rabbasa Shem Rav Huna, Tzrichan Oedim Lias Oimdin, K'shem Eidin Eidusan, the Eidim have to be standing. When they give over their Eidos, then they for sure have to be standing. And a rear Mrs. Shem Rav O, Afhani Doinin Tzrichan Lias Oimdin, also the litigants, the one who's being judged, meaning the one who's having the Eidos set against him, they also have to be standing, B'shashayin Mekamlan Eidusan, when the Eidos is being accepted. Now this is all somewhat of a side discussion regarding how to darshan the word Shnei in these Psukim. We're going to stop here for the day though and pick up tomorrow, going back to our discussion regarding the two goats of Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.